When Japan surrendered to the U.S., Americans rejoiced to know that the conflict was coming to an end. Buried in the news that very same day was one of the most sobering stories of the war. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
2012 was a tough crop year on our farm, but AgriGold was at the top of the class. Now, AgriGold introduces the Hybrid Series, the next evolution of hybrid seed corn. The Giant, Regional, and Limited Series represent AgriGold's unique and diverse lineup featuring their high-yielding giants. AgriGold's global genetic breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists help you grow more corn on every acre. I know because I grow them and see the giant results. For more information, contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333 or visit AgriGold.com.
Each day, the American Countryside brings you a new and interesting feature from somewhere across the nation. This Christmas, you can bring a piece of the American Countryside home with you or give it as a gift. Our stories have been transformed into books and CDs that will keep you entertained at home or in the car. Just go to AmericanCountryside.com to see the entire collection of books and CDs from the American Countryside. Be sure to leave us a note so Andrew can personally autograph your items for yourself or a friend. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com, where we always provide free shipping.
When the USS Indianapolis was sunk just after midnight on July 30, 1945, Paul Murphy was one of the men who survived. With no food or water and with sharks circling their position, the men bobbed in the ocean, hoping someone would see them.
At about noon on that fourth day, we saw an airplane coming from the horizon. He was making a circle. He was following oil slick that he saw in the water.
The pilot dove to about 1,000 feet off the water and saw many heads bobbing. A seaplane was dispatched to the area. Five ships helped pull survivors out of the water.
And they put us in wire baskets and hauled us up to the main deck.
The crew of the ship gave the survivors fresh clothes and gave up their bunks. One sailor stood by each man to take care of his needs. It was the largest loss of life at sea in U.S. naval history, and few people knew about it.
On August the 6th, the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima. That was the bomb components that we carried over to the island of Tinian. And on August the 15th, back in the United States, headlines read, "Japanese unconditionally surrender," and in small print at the bottom of the first page, first time that anybody knew the Indianapolis had been sunk.
Only about a quarter of the men aboard the Indianapolis survived the ordeal.
1,197 men were given Purple Hearts. 880 men lost their lives. 317 survived.
Murphy continues to share his story with others and has served as the president of the Survivors Organization. Traveling the countryside in Broomfield, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCray.